Pickaxe.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hey, do you like role-playing games? Well, you should check out Mystery Quest. It's an actual play podcast where we focus on all kinds of indie TTRPGs with a rolling cast of special guests. You can find us anywhere where you get your podcasts. I'll see you there.
Howdy folks! This episode of Dungeons and Randomness is brought to you by Dungeon Fog. Dungeon Fog is an online authoring tool for game masters of all kind, virtual table or tabletop, that aims to make your time as game master easier and more fun to prep. These tools are currently in development, but you can get early access to all of their tools for 10% off if you head over to their website right now. Jason has tried the software himself, and he told the group that created this that it is much more intuitive than most of the map makers he's experienced. Along with creating your own maps, you can post them for other game masters to see, as well as look through the collections that others have created, which are all also fully editable with their program. As a premium tester, you have access to all features, props, and textures that are available during alpha and beta. You will also get 100% off your first year of Dungeon Fog Premium once they have launched officially in 2018. Most importantly, you will be able to say that you were there as this community was being built and supported the developers. Of course, if you do check Dungeon Fog out, let them know we sent you. And without any further delay, on with the episode.
Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jason, I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, start with Mac.
Hi, I'm Mac, and I play Kelowna Vulgaris, the Wild and Shaman.
And Zach.
Druid.
Oh. What's up? My name is Zach, and I play Evelyn Bates, the human fighter.
And Jane.
Hi, I'm Jane. I play Effany, the gnome bard.
And Bree.
Hi, I'm Brianna Marie, and I play Clara Rothdale, the half-drow fighter.
And Jasper.
I'm Jasper. I play Merrick Ethelred, human cleric.
And Lisa.
Hey, I'm Lisa, and I play Elrath Beastinger, the halfling barbarian.
So here's what we're going to do, because we did our little, you know, what happened last time on the show type thing. And what I want to do is pick up later that night. So you guys have had some drinks in the bar. You had your conversation with Poe. And I would imagine a combination of you gambling all day, kind of partying it up in the city of Onikal. And Clara, I would imagine Clara's pretty bruised up. Just not disfigured or anything like that, but just pretty sore, I would imagine, at the very least.
Right, yeah.
What would you guys like to do here? I picture it being a little later at night. Things are open later here, so you could gamble into the morning if you wanted to, or you could get some sleep and do that, or you can stay here and drink. I guess it's completely up to you.
I think Elrath would probably want to go sleep just because she has been almost dead for, like, a week. Just got back today, yeah. So I think she'd probably be like, I'd like to get some sleep where I'm not throwing up or, like, dying.
That's super cool. Yeah, I think Clara kind of got her skull caved in, so she'll probably go to sleep too. Plus, she's not that interested in gambling, so.
Yeah. Neither is Evelyn. He's a little overwhelmed by, you know, we were just alone in the desert, now we're surrounded by happy people. It's a little culture shock, but he's gonna bed down too.
Well, you're surrounded by people. I don't know if they're all happy. I don't know if you've
true.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a casino,
No, I haven't.
They're not happy places.
Is there, okay, I need to ask, is there a version of smoking in Theria that ruins everything for everyone? Cool. Ugh. Did they make sure to put that section right in front of all of the restaurants here?
There's a nice pipe smoking bar next to the buffet. Like, that's where we want to...
Oh, yes, perfect.
Oh, wow.
That's what we want to do. It's not that bad, but it like, people smoke and drink and stuff like that here and there.
Kaloon is recycling it. Don't worry. Cleaning it up. Trees.
Oh, right.
I'm funny, guys. I'm funny.
Best jokes you have to explain.
So, retiring back to the suite here, you guys have plenty of room to stretch out and relax. Is there anything anybody would like to do before we just sort of jump ahead to the morning and you guys get some rest?
It's rest time.
I would like to touch random paintings on the way to the room, but not much else. To get the texture feel. Avalyn really enjoys that.
That'll be a few. I'd say... If you did it once, you could probably get away with it. But after a while, like, there'd be some eyes on you, like, hey, don't do that.
I want Kalina to see him, like, constantly doing this and being like, why is he doing that? Is there something cool? And, like, Kalina starts doing it, too. Just, like touching the exact same ones in the exact same spot.
I was thinking the same thing.
Just kind of falling behind, like, shuffling. Just, like, he moves, and then they shuffle in, kind of, just trying to puzzle it out because they don't get it. They're pretty, but like touching doesn't do anything. So they're like,
After a while though, when Avalyn's told to stop, he kind of looks at Kaluna. He nods and he shuffles to the room.
Kaluna touches one more, just like staring an employee in the eye and just, you know, that cat thing where they look at you and they very slowly do the thing that you just told them not to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do that and then they're going to run.
Since we're not quite up at the... we've kind of gone back down before we've gone up to the suite.
Yeah.
I'd like to retro think about what Merrick's doing. I think he would actually be a little bit intrigued by staying down and going to the pipe smoking bar. And like... by himself, like sit down at the hotel bar by himself,
which is something
that'd be cool.
Yeah, no, you could do that.
No, I mean, would that be cool?
Oh, totally. Cool.
cool. Merrick's gonna, like, after the whole day and after the whole gambling and after the Poe stuff, and he's gonna be like, I'm just gonna have a last drink here,
just gonna relax for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's probably gonna keep drinking. Like, keep bringing it.
Not so, like, is this a drink to forget or drink to relax?
This is a drink to forget.
Okay.
This is a drink to... Yeah, this is a drink to forget. He's gonna probably have more than he should.
Interesting. All right. Okay. Well, we'll get back to that.
Yep.
Everybody else in the room, is there anything that... Is there anything to talk about? Is there any ritual, I guess? If you're staying in a fancy place and you guys are used to staying on the road, is there something more than anything else that you're looking forward to? It's like, oh, I can't wait to get back to the room and blank.
Elorath's probably going to freak out about the shower.
I think everyone's going to freak out about the shower.
They're
going to
be
That's
like,
just
look
my
at that. I'm going to be honest. I was thinking about the shower, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yep. Group shower time.
It's a bonding thing.
Like, Avalyn would be so intrigued. I can't.
Everybody She's with their clothes, like, on.
Yeah. Just like, we're all just standing awesome. In the shower. Just like, didn't take off anything. We're just like, what the fuck?
It's raining inside.
But it's warm and it feels good.
Yeah, I think we're more playing with it than, like, actually doing anything with it.
But I do imagine everybody gets clean eventually and kind of gets a chance to relax.
I think we already did the thing where we were like, we're gross and dusty. So I think, like,
probably
one day of being clean is satisfactory for adventurers.
Oh, yes.
But we're just like, rain inside, rain inside, rain inside.
It's so convenient.
So that sounds like everyone's going to get some rest and relax.
Kelowna specifically is going to, like, gather as many, like, soft things that everyone else isn't using. And on their bed, they're going to just pile it all up and just make a nest and curl up in that.
Okay.
That's their idea of the lap of luxury. Like, hell yes. I can make walls out of a blanket and then sleep in that.
Pillow fort.
I've done this before. It's very nice. Would recommend if anyone can do it, try it.
How long does Merrick stay out?
Well, let's see. What time would it have been when people were, like, just sort of as an analog to what we would do if we were going out?
I'm picturing it would have been later evening. So, like, you know, like 11, maybe midnight, somewhere in there.
Yeah. He'd probably, like, 1:30 or 2. Somebody would probably kind of say, like, you sure you want another kind of a thing? And he'd be like, yeah, no, I'm going to go up. Kind of, okay. that kind of thing.
Would you classify Merrick as an angry drunk?
I would not.
Okay.
No. Okay. I would not classify him as that. He's not angry at all. He's not an angry person at all. He just has anger issues.
He does. Yes. I'm asking. Could you do me a favor and give me a con save?
Oh, man.
Well, this is a good thing. This, I would imagine, is sort of, this is Merrick getting to kind of relax, right?
And
kind of replenish those stress hit points. Holy shit. Wow. Very relaxed.
Wow. It's super. So he's in the pipe smoking bar.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been some strains of tobacco that were incredibly relaxing for him.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm just guessing with that roll.
Yeah, that's a 20, everybody at home. That's a lot. So, yeah, I'm saying you are completely de-stressed. Like, you had a good time.
Good news.
And I'd say you're drunk, but not crazy fall down, kill yourself drunk. Just you're pretty drunk.
Right. Exactly where he was trying to go. And not beyond. And so he feels like, that worked. That was good. That was good. That's what I needed.
So around 2 a.m., you stumble back to the room.
And I think go straight to the shower, too. And like, so like everybody's sleeping, and all of a sudden it's like...
kind of shower time again.
Yeah. Everybody starts sleepily coming into the shower.
We just have hourly shower parties.
Or Merrick turns around and Avalanche is standing there.
Staring.
Right, in the shower.
He just wants to touch things. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Merrick's like a painting.
Oh, no.
It's lots of texture.
So how about we pick things up for the next day on the 24th, unless there's anything anybody wants to do. So, it is your second day in the casino, and if you remember, this would be your last...
Sorry, do I get a long rest?
Oh, yeah, everybody does. Here.
Yay!
So, again, if you remember, this is your second day and the last day that you have booked for this suite. You could stay longer if you like. Totally up to you, but...
If we have the money, cough.
Yeah. I don't think we have any more money.
I don't think we do.
I think we still have credits.
Yeah, but I don't know that we could use those for...
That's mostly for gambling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could gamble and turn those credits into money.
Exactly.
Which... Right. It's like an investment.
In your futures, yes.
When are we supposed to sit down and talk to Poe again?
It was supposed to be sometime in the morning. Sadly, you basically know where to find him.
Oh, no. All right. So Who wants to go talk to Poe, and who wants to go gamble and stuff?
Given the choice between the two, I think Elrath would choose Poe.
Kaluna is going to do neither of those things, and is instead going to just go outside and suck up some sun, because that's their morning routine.
Mm.
Okay, go do some yoga, take some pictures for Instagram.
Absolutely.
Instagram.
Just standing in front of the fucking awful Livewood door. Hey, look! Woo! I keep moving to do selfie poses and forgetting that I'm not on camera, so it doesn't make any sense. Go, Mac. Living the dream.
I think Avalyn will say, I think I'll go with Poe. I want to know what he has to say.
Merrick's going to do the same thing. He's going to just nod and sort of make a face like, yeah, that dude, man, we gotta help him out.
So as far as that conversation goes, like when they're all discussing where they're going to go for the day, could Clara ask what the deal with Poe is? Because Clara knows nothing about this drunk man we met, except for that he's very angry and very drunk.
Yeah, Effie wanted to.
And Elrath likes
him. Yeah, same here.
Well, if Clara asks, then Elrath would probably just try and like explain it. Just be like, well, when I first joined the White Ravens, Poe was the one who kind of helped us organize our first group of people and gave us our assignment. And then I haven't really, you know, seen him since. And he was like good friends with Queen Liara and stuff, and so I just want to know like what he's been doing, because I haven't seen him in like 2 years, and now here he is like drunk and stuff.
I'm pretty sure drinking is what he's been doing. And well, Clara's gonna like kind of deliver that like you didn't figure it out yet, like, honey.
Okay, but like from here to there, I mean, you can't just drink your whole way here, right? She's going to get real confused and look at you guys like, wait, can you?
No, you're right. The path here is dangerous.
How do you know him, Merrick?
Poe's friends of mine, basically. I've met him a time or two. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He looks like shit, so I'm worried about him.
Well, I mean, to be fair, all of us kind of looked like that until we got here.
Fair.
Especially me.
So, but then what's his story? I mean, he's at least had a chance to take a shower, but it looks like maybe he needs a little bit of a shave. Maybe we could go, like, do, like, a mani-pedi or something that like that.
What's that?
Fingernails, toenails.
What?
Avalon tilts his head like a dog.
Never mind.
Elrath does the same.
That's just for me. Don't worry about it.
Okay. She's going to turn to Avalon. Is that like a human thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I love that.
He just stares at you.
This is the inflection point for the next arc of DNR is something about mani-pedis, and just it becomes the seed that plants for everybody. This is going to be great. I love it.
So, Poe.
So, again, Poe's not hard to find. While Kaluna's doing their thing outside, getting some rays, Poe would be in the same bar as last night. And it looks like he's got a little command center type thing. He's got some papers, he's got some stuff going, and he's definitely got an empty glass sitting next to him, and then a full drink next to that. And if he saw you guys coming, specifically, you know, Elrath and Merrick, because he spoke to you guys mostly last night, he'd give you a little wave and like, oh, come on over.
Hi.
Yeah. What's the setup here? Is he at a bar or at a table?
Like a booth type of thing.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, Merrick would slide in on the other side, like facing him, not next to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming everybody else.
I think I'll probably sit there.
Not like go away. Not like I'm Merrick's doing this, but like come on in and like let's order breakfast or something.
I think he's having a liquid breakfast.
Well, Poe is, yes, but they do have things like eggs and sausage and you know, stuff like that.
Mealtime.
They do have stuff.
Ooh. Is it complimentary?
No.
Continental breakfast? Okay.
Well, okay. Continental breakfast is usually like, here's a crappy stale muffin. And
That's for sure.
That's what a continental breakfast is.
A weird apple we found in the back.
Right.
And a thimble full of orange drink.
Yeah. Mm. Orange colored drink. Yeah. Numerical just slide on in.
Oh,
is everybody else?
Yeah.
Say, is everybody going to stand back?
We'll just stand and watch you sit.
Okay. No.
He's going to say hi to everybody. So, how's everyone doing this morning?
Stress-free.
Great.
Better.
Thank you for asking.
Poe's going to squint his eyes just a little bit at Avalon, because Avalon can be a little off-putting. Just a bit. And you can see totally. He's kind of just trying to size up Avalon. He's like, what's his deal? Like that type of thing.
So Poe, what's your day-to-day here? I mean, what's all this? And he's going to sort of gesture to his little office setup.
Well, I, in a nutshell, help people barter down debt, which happens here a bunch. People get in over their heads, they bet what they can't afford, and then they can't pay. So you can imagine how that would get somebody in trouble.
Oh, yeah. How do you make that better? I mean, they owe what they owe, right? Or do you help negotiate?
I try to help negotiate when I can. They don't like to put people to death here. It's a big thing. But that doesn't mean they're just going to let people go. And in the early days of the casino, prison cells filled up pretty quickly. So they negotiated work release. They negotiated entertainment, working at the casino, that type of thing.
Huh. So it's like you bet too much and you're washing the dishes for a few months.
Pretty much. Every once in a while, he's going to take a sip of his beverage here. Looks like a brown liquor.
Sweet.
So, like, they have a debt and then they have to work for this person until they pay their debt off?
Yeah.
Does anybody actually ever pay their stuff off?
Yeah, actually, I've helped more than a few people.
Okay. Because I was like, that sounds like something bad.
He's gonna give a bit of a smile. Yeah. Trust me, I'm not trying to enslave anybody.
I didn't want to like assume, you know, but that's kind of what it sounded like. Like, ooh, you're working off your debts, but just kidding, you're in debt forever.
How much do you guys know about Old Onikal?
Not much.
History just that it was like a dead city. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, history. Give me history.
So I'm part elven, not the right kind, quote unquote, but. Oh!
Oh, shit!
Nothing!
Oh, shit!
Oh!
Wow, what is this? Oh, hell yeah, Merrick!
Actually, I take back not much.
I actually know everything.
Let's walk that back.
Merrick and I. Merrick actually says, not much, and then he thinks about it, and he's like, holy shit, I know a lot about this place.
Not much, wait. Just everything.
Where did that come from?
I am knowledge. So, Merrick and Elorath would actually know a fair amount about old school Onikal, before the Eladrin, before Brightport really got involved. So, Onikal used to be a city that made a ton of money off of games of physicality. They made tons of slavery, a lot of slavery. They would buy up slaves. They would negotiate the surrender of people with life sentences from Brightport, something like that, or people looking to escape, something like that. And they would purchase them, bring them to Onikal, and have them fight for amusement. It was not a kind city. But they were also pretty technologically advanced, too. They had money. They had things going on here. The infrastructure for the city has, you know, been, you know, pretty damn good for a while. And the Eladrin just came in and gave everything a real nice polish. Most of the work was done for them, to be honest. The new Onikal is a little different. It's more touristy. It's more family-friendly. In a way.
It's New Vegas.
It's New Vegas, basically. It's bad things do happen, every once in a while because of the very nature of the place. It's lots of gambling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they try to give it much more of a friendly face than old school Onacall. You could be trapped here for life in old school Onacall and never get out.
Yeah.
And for Newall, we might not want to ever leave.
That's true.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm guessing you'd kind of lay that out.
Yeah. I mean, Everybody would, we knew about, you know, the whole slavery thing, the fighting and all that stuff. And
yeah, that's like why I was like asking, because, you know, I know how it used to be. Just kind of like tack on to whatever Merrick is saying. Just like,
yeah. So here's what I got to know. What's it like with the Eladrin back? Like, I just don't know what it would be like to be gone for a long time and then come back and then have to move to a new place. Like, what's the vibe? How do people feel about that?
He's going to take another sip of his beverage. Oh, they were pissed when they first got back. Wasn't great for the city. They were looking for someplace new to settle. City was largely empty. It just seemed to make sense. There was some negotiations from up north in Brightport, and it just seemed to add up. Early on, the agreement was that the Eladrin would answer to the higher-ups in Brightport. There's been some friction since then, though.
So, are they kind of autonomous now? I mean, in practice? Like, do they give a crap about Brightport?
They don't give a crap about much, to be honest. They kind of feel like the city's owed to them.
They would.
Well, my question is, from what I know and my own stories about the Eladrin and what they accomplished before they were gone and the reason that they were gone in the first place, I kind of feel like maybe they get pissed enough to take things into their own hands. Is that something else they could do again? Like, I guess what I mean is that this seems really nice and pretty safe. Is that for real?
Oh, you mean the magic thing?
Well, just the fact that they put all this together and it just looks like it's, ready for tourists and ready for everybody just to be okay and happy. And I don't know. I feel like if I were the Eladrin, I'd probably feel a little bit like, I don't know, maybe I want to lash out at some point. I don't know. This just seems, it seems like two things are happening. It seems like everybody seems to be okay and that this is really nice. And at the same time, I feel like I'd be really, really pissed. Hmm.
He's gonna motion for everyone to lean in a little bit. You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they're scared shitless.
Scared of what?
Think about it. They mess with some high-level magic. And then blink and 100 years are gone. They lost their city. They lost most of their heritage on the mainland. That I'd be scared.
Hmm.
Plus, there's a whole thing with Dagon, and he's going to take another sip.
What's the whole thing with Dagon? Like, Merrick's going to perk up for sure.
Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No.
And he's going to motion around the table, kind of, his hand gestures are very loose. You could tell he's been drinking a bit, and he's just, you guys all know about Dagon, right?
Clara's going to look over to Effany and Avalon, and then over to Elrath and Merrick. Who's Dagon?
Avalon shakes his head.
Dagon was a buddy. Turned out all the Eladrin were gone, right? Like, everybody kind of knows about that. He wasn't. He was the one left behind. So he's kind of unique when it comes to the Eladrin. But I don't know much about anything after the seal.
Well, it was him. He helped spearhead them coming to Onacall and acclimating them to modern society, all that stuff. problem is, and he's got like reflux where like every once in a while he'll like burp into his own mouth. Like just kind of gone.
Little Leroy in training.
Tiny bit. Yeah, just so he was a scion. Lost all that power after the seal, I guess.
Like free.
Yeah. Yeah. So he talks to the Eladrin after everyone's back, brings him into the High Council, that type of thing. This is some high up Eladrin stuff. And he wants them to help him get his power back, or some measure of it, something. They refuse. This is the guy who helped them get free, the guy who helps bring him across the ocean, set him up in a new city, negotiate for him, and they won't help him get power back.
That's rude.
Yeah, why did they shit on him like that?
I think it's because they're scared.
Of
what
him,
kind
or...
of power did this man have? Merrick's gonna, his eyes are gonna go wide open. He's gonna, you don't know the half of it.
No, I do not.
He could do things with his mind and powers, and he could. He was a machine, and he was a weapon. Let's put it that way.
He was also a dick.
And that'll be actually Elrath's laugh.
Yeah, Merrick will do like the head nod, like, but I mean, well, yeah, kind of. But still, I mean, it seems like everything he did for his people was pretty fucking noble. So, what happened to him?
There was a bit of a falling out, and well, they're still trying to figure it out. And this stays at the table. I can't stress that enough.
He stays here.
Somehow or another, he used one of the gates. There's actually one right below the city. He used it and left.
No shit.
Don't know how he did it.
Shit. Hang on, wait. I've known Dagon to be able to use gates, but because he was a scion.
Yep.
If he's not a scion... And then Merrick's going to just sort of lean back and fold his arms like, well, fuck me.
Yeah, it was the talk of the town for about a week and a half, and now we're all kind of not supposed to talk about it.
How long ago was that?
When was that?
He's going to sit and think about that for a bit. Oh, man. 4 or 5 months ago? Something like that?
Shit. Okay.
Nobody has, like, seen him since?
Not that I know of, no. No one's talking about it, anyway.
Huh.
That's an interesting question, actually, in the chat.
Yep.
Yeah, half of us don't know.
Yeah.
I can or see this know. Unfolding. Yeah, I can see this unfolding as the more things get talked about, the more confusing it's getting until I feel like critical mass, somebody's going to be like, okay, stop.
Yeah. Right. Because, like, even Elrath doesn't know about what the seal is. Really, no.
Right, but she knew what a scion was, so she's like, okay. She knew what a scion was,
and she knows what the gates are, because I think you guys met Finn at one point. But, like, how much of this have we talked about and how much haven't we? I don't think any of us know about the seal or the gods, because that's just Kaluna and Merrick, and we just met them, and we haven't had any real conversations.
Yep. They, totally.
Well, what we could do is just massive info dump right now.
Okay, do we want to all be on the same page?
Because, I mean, it only makes sense at this point. Like Jasper's saying, you have character, like, you basically have two of you guys who could keep up with half this conversation, then eventually it's one person, then it's like everybody else is like, okay, what?
Yeah. Right.
I feel like Clara probably knows most of what Elrath knows, because I feel like they've been hanging out, and they've probably talked about shit. Same for Avalon and Nephany, because they were in group 4 with Elrath. But like,
I feel like they might know what a scion is, like, just because she's probably told them about Bree, but, like, really badly. So she'll just be like, yeah, she had, like, this power and can make the earth, like, shake. Like, she just punched the ground. It was awesome. That's it. Oh, and she, like, saved my life and all that stuff, but, you know,
So is this being wait, is this being said out loud right there with
No, I just think like as they would have been traveling.
Okay. I was thinking maybe this was being said right then at the table and I was like, well, hang on, this is different, like
I have an idea. How about we just say there was an info dump where all of it was put on the table, and those of us who didn't know about gods and seals just say how their character would react to this information.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Wait, before we do that real quick though, I feel like Merrick would be like, hang on, I gotta go get Kaluna if this is gonna start. Cause
Kaluna is, you go out to grab them and they're just sort of like face down in the dirt, just chilling. Like if anyone else saw them, they'd be like, is this thing dead? Is it okay? Do we need to put it somewhere? But Merrick is like, look at you having a great time.
Sorry to disturb you in your happy place.
But yeah, they'd be like, ugh, but they'd come in.
Yeah, it's like,
and no, they would absolutely, whenever they come to join everyone, they're given poetry look. Because I think they left before everyone started discussing, and they still don't know that it's Poe.
Didn't you know it was Poe in the first place, considering Elrath screamed Poe and then chased after him? There's no reason you would know he was Poe.
You're right. I forgot that happened. But yeah, Kaluna's still like, you're an asshole.
Kaluna
doesn't say it. Doesn't say it, but Kaluna gives the look.
Kaluna goes through these moments, I think. But... but yeah, this we're talking about some stuff here, and you really should be involved.
What are we talking about? What's up? Just like sitting very prim, just like showing off that they're polite. They're a nice person.
Yeah, we got to catch everybody up because there's too much. And Merrick's going to point at Poe. He's like, there's too many connections now and too much that hasn't been talked about. We kind of got to get everybody up to speed with, I don't know, what the world's like. And then, blah, info dump.
Sounds good to me.
Like how people react. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. So we're talking, you know, Scions and the seals and everything leading up to that and everything kind of post that when everybody splits, all that stuff on the table now. Everyone should be caught.
The whole time, Kaluna's giving, like, they're not looking at anyone in particular, but they, like, they roll their eyes. They kind of, like, huff. They're just generally disdainful about, like, all of the seal stuff. Obviously, like, not about Bree doing things, but just, like, the gods and the seal and, oh, we saved everyone. They're just like, ugh.
Okay. What? That's her.
Kaluna takes a breath to explain it all over again. She's like, okay. And then I imagine,
No, it's okay. No. That's normal. It's okay.
Okay. I'm with you. Cool. She's just gonna process internally. Okay.
I think part of the info dump, for at least from Merrick's point of view, would be with his color about it. Like, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure that what people say happened and what is exactly what really happened. So he's just going to express his skepticism about the whole thing when it comes to the god stuff.
I love that the people who are here explaining it are the two people who are like, I don't know about this god deal, guys. Yeah. I don't know.
They say... what they say
everyone
was...
said that we were freeing the gods. I didn't know. There was a big flash of light. Maybe it was just some cool magic trick.
But that's... I think that's important because I feel like that is true. Like, the story that... The info dump that's being given, the story that's being given is kind of with this air of... I mean, there were people who were saying that this was happening and that this is what we needed to do. And then there were others of us who felt like it was just most important to keep the demons away because the demons, I knew those were real and, I, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so it's basically just like venting and ranting in a way, but also an info dump at the same time.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm going to tell you a story. But while we're telling the story, it's going to be a therapy session where I just sort of shade at everyone else.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
It's a story so fantastical, it has to be true.
It's true. So how do people's, like, Avalyn, what would that be like?
Avalyn is very overwhelmed he was personally mentally tackling the idea of gods and like what exactly their role on him and the things around him were. He had no idea that they were, I was doing like finger quotations, but like imprisoned. And I don't know if Jason, I don't know if you'd help me on this, but like, was there like a massive change in the world? Like everyone just felt like, huh, something's different as soon as they were released, or like,
oh no, it's very open to interpretation.
Okay. So there's no, okay. So Avalon, he would just be overwhelmed. He personally didn't think gods existed. And now you're all saying not only did they exist, they were imprisoned and now they're free. So he's just thinking like, is there a god that's watching over me and reviewing what I did? Am I going to be like smited? That's where he's going.
But to be clear, Merrick is saying,
yeah, from both ends, it's like, everyone, maybe they were gods. Yeah.
I think that makes it harder because, like, you don't know, you just know something happened either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You can just see a look of uneasiness on Avalon's face.
Who else?
How would Clara be feeling about all of this?
First of all, Clara was probably in Aubrey when the light happened, and I imagine there was a big reaction in Aubrey that leaned a certain way. So what was the prevailing idea? Like, what did the father say?
Honestly, with most religious people, mm-hmm. it wasn't necessarily like, oh, the gods have been freed, because they don't, you know what I mean? It was more, oh, this is a sign. This is some sort of, because it's such a bright white light, it's usually attributed to something good, something coming that's good, or maybe even a reminder. It's like, hey, we're watching, that type of thing.
Right.
So something happened, and then stories and stuff kind of get spread between people coming back from the seal and telling their versions, and then the people who are just either making shit up or just giving their interpretations of what they think happened. But the general prevailing idea is that it was a reminder that the gods are out there and they're watching.
Okay. So she'll probably, honestly, the only part Clara would really have a hard time believing is that the gods weren't around before. So, like, the idea of them being trapped, like, she's all on board for the gods thing, but she's like, I'm pretty sure that they were around before the light. Like, you might have done something, maybe released a true power or something like that, but she wouldn't believe that they'd just been, like, that the gods could have been locked away. She doesn't think that that amount of power exists.
Would she have, like, voiced that, or is that just, like, an internal, like, I didn't know that they weren't around?
She probably wouldn't voice it. She'd probably just be thinking it. Because, yeah, that's... Clara doesn't want to force her opinions onto other people, especially when clearly everyone knows what they think at this table. Like, if you're a Scientologist in, like, a Christian community center, you're not going to start talking about whatever it is that Scientologists believe in. Like, you know, you're not going to do that.
Yeah. Aliens and volcanoes and shit.
Right. You're not going to do that. You're going to kind of, I'll keep this to myself. But
lay low.
Yeah.
I'm going to be cool. What about Effany?
I think she'd have been looking very wide-eyed through all this and very intrigued. She's kind of been trying to piece together. She's heard snippets of information, so she's actually been like trying to piece it together herself. And she's actually, like, at the table, she's, like, desperate to take out a journal and, like, write all this down. So she's, you can see a kind of, that kind of light bulb going on over the head. This is probably filling in a lot of gaps for her. And she's actually going to, like, a little nervously look to Merrick and ask, so you're not convinced the gods are back? Do you actually think they ever left?
Merrick's gonna have a super heavy sigh, and like he's kind of collecting his thoughts to try to say it as simply as he can without getting into a big thing about it. And he's just gonna say, okay, it's complicated for me, no question, but I don't know that they were ever there in the first place. And he's just kind of like wince, like, and still sort of do the hands and like, yeah, like, I don't know. That's it.
Kaluna will sort of, once Merrick is done, they'll say, we didn't believe. We still don't really feel it, but if we don't believe, then what did our friend die for? And they'll just sort of give a real weak shrug, like,
I agree with Kaluna. I haven't felt much of anything of a godly presence ever in my life. I don't know why it would start right now that I know this. Maybe they never existed. But if they do, I'm waiting to see if they'll ever show their power.
Who else is... No, I guess everybody's reacted.
Poe would speak up. So look, the city itself isn't bad. It's just got some rough edges, and obviously they're still dealing with the whole Dagon thing. Or maybe they're done with it by now. I don't know. Maybe they don't care. The only way I can help out is by helping with the debt brokering. That seems to keep people out of trouble for the most part. Mm. And the Eladrin are happy with it because they end up getting paid back.
I don't want this to come across the wrong way, because I'm sure that you're incredibly valuable here. I mean, clearly you have been for not only the Eladrin, but for people who do visit. But is this what you want to be doing? I say that because, you know, I've thought more of you than, you know, sitting in a bar working his books, you know? And again, this is like Jasper talking.
Right.
Not aggressively saying that to him. Very,
right.
Very seriously, like, Poe, dude, you could do more than this. Is this what you're really happy with?
Right. He'd take one small sip from his little beverage. I don't know if this is what I'm going to be doing for a long time, but I just sort of ended up here, and I didn't feel like taking anything really high profile. I didn't feel like leaving, so.
Fair. Very fair.
How'd you get here in the first place, though? Because, like, you know, you were in, like, Overwatch Dale City, and that's her, and now you're, like, here, and I guess I just don't get it.
I tried to keep things going over there, but I felt like I had less and less support. The R was busy.
Yeah.
Finway was busy, and it just, most people just wanted to move on. The war was over, the city was prospering. Most people just wanted to forget about it.
Okay. Yeah. And she's gonna make a face like, I understand that a lot. I don't agree with your chosen life profession, but I understand.
he's gonna kind of brighten up a little bit. If you still want to help some people out, though, I could use a few extra hands.
For what?
I take your pick. And he's gonna start grabbing these papers up. So the problem with debt brokering is that it relies on the idea of people following through with the promises that they made. And as you might guess, people who flake on debts aren't the most reliable.
What? Sarcasm, sorry. Her attempt at sarcasm.
Well, I liked it.
Okay, thanks. I was like, nobody reacts. I was like, wait, sarcasm. She's not that dumb.
I think Evelyn's going to speak up. He's going to ask, I do not understand. Why would someone gamble if they could potentially land in debt? Would you not just stop?
Kaluna's going to point over at Avalan, like, yeah, what he said.
Well, I guess these people just thought they had a sure thing, or thought... I don't know what they were thinking. I'm going to be honest. Some of these people are thousands of gold in debt. Those are the big ones.
Merrick's going to chime in real quick and just say, and, you know, some people gamble because they're trying to fill a hole of emptiness and sadness in their lives and in their hearts. And it just keeps going and going. And then he's going to trail off.
Kaluna doesn't get it. So they're gonna kind of like fold their arms and just kind of shake their head like, that's so sad. Those poor people. Just not even looking at Mary, just like thinking about these hypothetical people.
Yeah, Poe would arch an eyebrow and just look at Merrick, depending on how many of those, and on. Like, depending on how long, it's like, good lord, man, that's sad. Then he takes another little drink. There's a group that, they're good folks, they really are. But what happens is they take debts that are of the same amount thereabouts, and they cluster those people together and they get them to perform tasks sometimes. So they got this group digging in the wastes that's outside the city walls, 10, 15 miles out, somewhere in there. And they've been getting attacked at night, so trying to find somebody to go out there and stand guard, see what the heck is going after them. They're all still safe. They just ran. But yeah, they want people out there digging for artifacts.
Artifacts?
Yeah, apparently there's a crapload of them out there. Little odds and ends. Sadly, some of them are just from people dying on their way here or on their way back. Some of them are hundreds, maybe thousands of years old. Not even sure. And then there's the arena.
Go on.
Have you guys caught one of the fights in the arena yet?
Is that where Clara fought yesterday?
No, that was. They have like a boxing ring set up in the casino. That was where was.
Okay.
No, haven't been to the arena.
Well, they put on these gladiatorial games and everything. It's all supposed to be non-lethal. It's just exhibition type stuff, though things happen sometimes and injuries get so bad that people have to be put down. That's fairly rare, but boy. So there's a war forged in the city. It's their champion, literal golden boy. They got him painted gold, catches the sun. It's real nasty, nasty guy. Name's Gar. And the group we have that are supposed to be paying off a debt by fighting him aren't too keen on getting in the arena with him. Gar doesn't really hold back, doesn't pull punches, and has been known to inflict quite a few injuries on people.
Mm-mm. So when Poe says Warforged, Kaluna kind of like perks up like, go on. Then he's like, you need to deal with a group who's scared to fight him. Kaluna's like, oh, man. Just deflates again. Starts like tracing their finger on the table like,
That's not exactly what he's getting at.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think he actually said that.
But that's how Kaluna interpreted it. Mm-hmm. Also, oh, okay. How Mac interpreted it. But that's
Warforged. Are there many Warforged even left?
Not around here. That's the only one in the city that I know of. But doesn't look sick.
Really? Well, wait. Doesn't look sick because he's painted gold, or doesn't look sick because he just never happened?
I have no idea. Just doesn't look sick. He's completely undefeated. They must have paid top dollar to do something.
Damn. You said he's a nasty guy. I don't think I've ever met a Warforged that wasn't kind of nasty, to be honest.
Well, I've never spoken to him. I just know his reputation in the arena, and that's not great.
Hmm. Interesting.
And then I got something I'm dealing with later but that's, it's on me.
So, like, what are you needing help with? Because, like, I don't think we want to be fighting this guy for the people.
And, yeah, I wouldn't ask you to do that for free.
Okay. Oh.
And he slipped in the for free.
Yeah, bit. She caught that.
Okay. The long story short is it makes me look bad, obviously, when I broker for somebody and get their debt bartered down, and then they don't show up to do the thing that they're supposed to do for the city. It just makes us all look bad.
Oh, you need somebody to talk to this Gar and tell him to play nice?
Oh no, I don't think that's gonna happen. And he almost chokes, like he's just
Kaluna pipes up, like they're like perked up again. They're like, you want someone to kick his ass?
Well, long story short, yeah, but it wouldn't be easy. And
Kaluna's already like getting up, like they're clearly like, this is the job, and they're like looking at everyone like, let's go get our stuff, let's go,
wait,
let's go.
No, wait. We're not just going to walk up to somebody and kick their ass and then walk away.
Kaluna's just like, they're looking kind of like a pouty kid that's like about to start like throwing a tantrum. Like, Merrick.
No, I'm white. I'm like, I don't want to fight this guy just because the other people are too chicken shit to do it. Like, why don't we go round them up?
It doesn't sound like he's done anything wrong.
Yeah.
No reason to hurt someone for not doing anything wrong.
Like the war force, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I don't want to fight him just because some other people are like, I owe money, but I don't want to do anything about it. Bye!
Well, and Poe would speak up. Here's the situation. If you wanted to, you could take their place, and I could pay you for it, for all the inconvenience and trouble. They're not really fighters. This was more them showing up, taking a few licks, and then the crowd gets a little something out of it, and then we all go home.
Oh, so we could take these people's places, give everybody a good show.
Mm-hmm. No... There should be no threat of death.
And we'd get paid on top of that, and the people would be able to start chipping away at their debt?
That's pretty much it.
So, wait a minute. So, if we get into the ring with this dude, one by one, or as a group, or however it works, and we can help people get out of debt and also make some money off of this, that might mean that we could stay here another night.
Kaluna is just bouncing in place like, yeah, yeah, that, yeah, yeah.
And then Merrick's going to he's going to turn to Poe and say, that's actually kind of a problem. We can't really stay here another night. In fact, we don't really have a place to stay.
How much money are we talking? Stephanie's just going to be really blunt.
And that actually suits Poe just fine. Well, if the six of you took their place, I could probably set you up with 250 gold, something like that. But more importantly, if you actually beat Gar, we could spin that into something pretty big. We're talking someone who's never been defeated before. This is a nasty customer. But mainly this is just about taking the place of people who weren't going to put up much of a fight anyway.
Do we get to use our weapons?
Sure do.
Clara's considering it.
Elrath is considering it too, but she really thinks that, like, these people are just going to get away scot-free and not have to do anything. So if she seems like not into it, that's it. Because she's just like, well, what's going to happen to the people then? Like, are they going to have to pay you back some other way? Like, I don't...
Does she voice that?
Yeah.
And he would say, well, this pushes back their debt a bit. you'd be doing them a favor, but they're going to be put on something else that they can handle. Something a little less physical, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want it to be like, you know, we got ourselves into this problem, and here's these random people that are going to get us out of trouble. Thanks, bye.
Oh, yeah, that's not fair. Like, they're the ones who are gambling. I'm not trying to get them out of anything, but
okay, because like
we can make some cash off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm all about that. I just thought that, like, these people weren't going to have to, like, deal with their problems, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not going to deal with their problem, but I'm going to deal with our problem, which is, and he's going to look back at Poe, we don't have a place to stay tonight.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. He's kind of... Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say, and when would we want to fight? Like, when do you wanna?
Well, the fight's scheduled for tomorrow.
Okay.
And he's gonna look at Merrick. I could cover your room for tonight. I get a discount.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Okay. That's really that would be amazing. Amazing. Okay.
All right. Which room are you staying in?
The big one.
Whatever the name of that room, it probably has a name, right?
We show him the nasty, like, foot, and the foot has the number on it.
And there'd be like, oh, come on, like they'd be kind of like that. It's like, I'll have the lobster, like that. That's very. It's
like, oh, shit. You're paying. Oh, well then.
But he wouldn't go back on it. He'd just be. It'd be kind of under his breath. Shit, like.
You're really, really helping us out here. No, you're really helping us out here. This is, like, you know, we don't know. We didn't even know we knew somebody here. So it's really, really great to be able to have some sort of connection. And actually, you're doing us a huge favor. So, I mean, I feel like we need to do you a favor. So, I don't know. What do you think, everybody? Maybe we could fight a Warforged? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Going back out into the waste doesn't really, really strike me as something. Well, let's put it this way: I think I've had enough sand in my shoes, in my craw.
Not your craw.
Merrick has a craw. You don't know craw? Okay then.
How about my nooks and crannies? How about that?
I'm just saying, I always thought craw meant vagina.
I always thought craw was like
anything. It could have been
up your butt. Around that area.
Up your butt. Yeah.
I interpreted craw very differently.
Okay, Urban Dictionary says a word used in place of any body part.
Oh.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So we're all winners.
A catch all. Yeah.
We're all pretty.
What a versatile word.
Yeah, what a
welcome to the South. Yeah, Kaluna's response is, like, they know that it's not happening until tomorrow, but they're still, like, warming up anyway. You know, they're, like, stretching their arms, just kind of, like, shaking it out. They're good to go. They're ready.
Clara's gonna stand up and tap on the table, like, well, tap, tap, tap. If we're waiting until tomorrow to do that anyway, I'm gonna go fight a Minotaur. And she's just gonna...
Kaluna cheers.
Aye.
Merrick, I think Merrick has this look on his face like, oh shit, because he just realized that he actually has some of the tokens to be able to, like, put down on this fight.
You also made money because you bet against me yesterday.
Well, he's planning on doing the same thing.
Is that something the group knows about? Is that something, like, he would make public, or would it be like,
no?
Okay,
I don't
Look,
think
I got
so.
This money from gambling.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, I don't think it's anything that would have been pointed out. Like, it would
I don't
just
think
been
anyone
like,
would have asked where you got it from.
Yeah, it's just
like, I don't think anyone was keeping track, so it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
we trusted you to keep track of your money.
Yeah, I mean, that's not it's not wrong, it's not like. It's not like it hurts you to, like, it doesn't make it worse for
just
you.
Just feelings.
Just my feelings.
Just
yeah.
Feelings.
And yes. Your body.
Well, the betting doesn't hurt her body.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I mean. Device. The betting it's
the
just,
losing does.
It's completely unrelated to whatever's going on.
I mean,
on
winning hurts
directly.
Too, physically.
It does. Either way.
Right. So, I don't know, Poe, it sounds like at least Kaluna here is going to jump into the ring with this golden warforged. Maybe a couple more of us. I guess we owe you if you're going to let us stay tonight.
Avalyn, like, during kind of at the end of this whole conversation, when Poe said he'd pay for the room, or like he'd vouch for us, Avalyn has like casually walked over to like a stack on his desk, and his impromptu desk, and he's like gently folding it, like stacking papers as we're talking, and he just says, "I think it sounds interesting. And I do think we owe." He's going to look at Poe. "Poe, you're a favor." Just stacking papers. Oh, boy, looking Poe in the eyes.
I like that that's his thing, because he did that with Liara, too.
Yep.
It's so comforting and threatening at the same time. I can't figure it out.
No power play.
Yeah.
And again, he'd be looking at you like, "Man, what is your deal? Like, what?"
Cool. This is freaking me out, but cool. Okay.
You're breathing right in my ear, so I'm going to back up. Well, again, it's really doing me a solid, and I'll do what I can to pay you back.
I guess it's the least we could do.
Well, I have to go deal with some things, so... I guess I'll see you folks later.
Okay. Clara's going to kind of catch that. This is the second time he's alluded to dealing with some things. Like, the first time she noticed but didn't say anything, but this is the second time. So she's going to kind of give him a look and like, "Is everything all right?"
just some scumbags in a bar. It shouldn't be a big deal. But I know the bartender, so I said I'd help out. It's real low-key stuff. It shouldn't be a big deal.
Kaluna, if you're looking for a fight, scumbags in a bar is your best bet.
Kaluna wasn't even thinking about that. Like, they were thinking about Clary's gonna go fight the Minotaur again. This is gonna be rad. But as soon as you say that, they spin around, because I guess they were like getting ready to go ahead and go get ready to watch. They just spin around and they're grinning from ear to ear with their big pointy teeth, and they're like, and then they look over at Poe.
Yeah, Poe, do you need a heavy?
He's gonna hold up his hand. Just one second. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna try this peacefully. If this goes poorly, you guys are more than welcome to beat up some assholes if you like. And he's gonna pause for a second. Let's just say that not everyone's happy that the Overwatch fell.
Ooh. Yeah, good luck.
When are you going to do that?
Well, right now, actually.
Okay. I would like to do one thing first, and then I will meet you there if you tell me the name of the bar.
He's gonna smile.
Because as soon as you said that, she was like, "That is my shit. Let's go."
Kaluna's... Since he sort of turned down their help, Kaluna's gonna go, oh, we can do one thing. We can do one thing. And they're gonna put an arm, they're gonna put a hand on him, and they're gonna say, "You got this." And they're gonna use enhanced ability.
Ooh.
And it'll be for charisma, since he said that's what he's doing.
Well, thank you. Do you tell him that's what you're doing, or did you just kind of do it?
I mean, I imagine he can, like, he can feel the magic happen. And if he asks, they'll explain. But otherwise, they're just like, "You got this."
And he's gonna nod to Kaluna. "Thanks."
I like to imagine that everyone's like, "Did Poe get more charming? Weird.
He just got slightly more handsome. I don't understand what it is."
The bar's the Golden Circle, if you want to stop by. Again, shouldn't be a big deal. Hopefully these guys just hightail it out.
Okay.
All right, you know where to find us. And then he's gonna do a thumb, like pointing a thumb towards Clara.
And he's gonna nod and take his leave. Let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
So getting back into this, what would you guys like to do here for the afternoon? Do you want to split up? Is everyone pretty much on the same page? Are you just killing time?
I am punching a minotaur.
Punching a minotaur. Okay.
Yes.
I'm okay. Doing that.
And I believe the rest of us are watching said minotaur punching.
Okay.
Except for Elrath.
A dead friend.
It's a bad friend.
Well, sorry, but she said she was going to go help Poe.
Yep.
And she also wanted to do one more thing. And she told you how to fight the Minotaur last night.
That's true. You said underbelly.
Underbelly.
Bob and weave. Underbelly. Underbelly and armpits.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Exactly.
That's how I'm going to win this fight.
I love imagining that it's one of those cartoon fights where it's like, yeah, the gut is soft. This will work. And then you hit it and it's just iron abs.
It just like ripples. You just hear that boing sound effect as your punch just bounces off.
So Merrick wants to stick around for the fight.
Okay.
For the moment. But I don't know how long that's supposed to take or like, is it just like every half hour on the hour, or I can't remember what this?
This is like once a day, right? This is so it'd be more of an evening affair. I feel like it'd be more like, oh, it's 7 o'clock. Ooh, get ready for the fight, that type of thing.
So there's still some time to like go explore on a call.
Okay, is there something specific that like you're? It's like, you know what, today I want to find X.
That's the thing, is that I know that I don't know what's in on a call. Honestly, I just kind of want to like go. Get lost.
Okay. And we could totally do that. All right.
If there's nothing else to do in the meantime, I mean, I know that there's that going back to the cleric for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do the cleric thing first.
Okay.
Let's do that. Did you want to role play that out?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Yeah, no problem. So going back to this little temple, she would, the Vasis, the cleric that you'd met.
Thank you.
is going to see you coming and give you a wave and actually approach you.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better. How are you feeling?
I'm a little worn out, but I'll be fine.
I know I said it like a bunch yesterday, but I just wanted to come in and like say thank you again, because, you know, I was all prepared to not be here today. And I'm really glad that I'm here. So I just wanted to say thank you again.
She's going to, and if this is, if Elrath would allow, she's going to sort of bend down a bit and hug Elrath.
Oh, she would give her the biggest bear hug back.
Aw. You know you don't have to thank me, right? It's appreciated, but we all need help from time to time.
Yeah. I mean, like, I've been close to, like, dying before, but it's been, like, in combat, so I couldn't see it coming, and this was the first time I've like stared it straight in the face as it was coming for me. So, you know, I just want you to know I appreciate it, and yeah, and I'm really glad you're okay, because I'm okay, and I'd feel bad if I was okay and you weren't okay, and probably gonna stare at her feet because she's awkward. Shuffle them, you know.
Well, I've come out a lot worse from performing spells like that. So, again, everything's fine. I'm doing okay. I'm glad that I could be of some help.
What do you guys... So other than, like helping, like, me, what do you guys, like, do around here?
Do you mean for entertainment?
No, I mean, like, here in the temple. You just, like, wait for people to come in and...
That does happen from time to time. But every day's not so dramatic. We do a lot of community outreach. We help people find homes who don't have them or places to stay. There are sadly some people who have lost everything gambling.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's so weird. That sucks.
Well, it's all about knowing when to stop.
Yeah. I was wondering if I could, like, take a look around real quick and see what you've got going on.
Of course, I could give you a tour if you like.
Yeah.
So she'd take you on a tour of this place, which it's a pretty modest temple. It's not huge, right? But it actually is very well furnished, and it's warm. It's friendly. Mm-hmm. And there are places for people to sleep. It's kind of a shelter slash, you know, they serve some food. They're essentially there for people who have nowhere else to go. Like they would just be out on the streets otherwise. So there's, yeah.
Okay. This place is really nice. Like I really like it here.
Well, we do what we can.
Does Vasis have like a holy symbol or something?
Yeah, on robes and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the symbol of your god there? She's gonna point to it.
And she'd shake her head. Yes.
Is that Avandra?
That would be, yeah.
I had a friend once who was, I think she was a cleric like you of Avandra, and I don't know where she went or anything, but I was, could I have like a little symbol like that? Because I really like what you guys are doing here and like what you guys did for me, and I was wondering if I could have that, and then maybe I could try and help people too. She's going to be really awkward. Just,
She's going to take the one that's on her robes right now and take it off and hand it to Elrath. You can have this one.
I don't want to take yours.
Trust me, I have plenty.
Yeah. Thank you. And she's going to put it on. If it's like a necklace or something, she's going to put it on right there.
Aww. She'd give you another hug, like a quick one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's no trouble at all. Seriously, it's fine.
And she's going to kind of like fiddle with it for a second. And she's going to look up at her and she's just going to say, I promise to do my best to do good with this.
And that's the best any of us can do, though. And she'd give a smile.
Yeah. Elrath would smile back and probably try and give her another quick hug and then just be like, okay, I'll leave you alone now. I just want to say thanks again.
Yeah, and she'd give you a squeeze and kind of send you on your way and just wish you luck.
Okay. Bye! And she's waving as she's walking out the door.
Aw. That is insanely cute.
I was hoping it would come across as cute and not, like, awkward.
I mean, like, there's a touch. It's, like, cute awkward.
That was the most adorable thing I've ever fucking listen to in my life. Yeah.
Yay.
Aww. So exploring the city, if Merrick were just sort of out and about, there's bits of the city that are a little less opulent, I guess is the word. Like it's not lit up in glitzy lights and everything like that, but mostly it's a pretty comfortable looking city. Warm. Definitely warm, but there's not like a string of homeless people like it's being painted a little bit like, oh, there's a bunch of people who just they gamble too much, don't have anywhere to go, because there's some outreach there. There's a way to get back on your feet, and a lot of people kind of learn their lesson after the first time. It's like, oh man, I screwed up. Wow, that type of thing. Because there are people like Poe trying to barter that stuff down,
right?
But there's actually a couple of nice, there's a nice bar, there's a couple of places to stay on the cheaper side of things.
Yeah. I think Merrick would be kind of keeping an eye out for, you know, that wouldn't be a horrible place if we had to stay there. Kind of a,
right. And it's the difference between like, yeah, if you've ever stayed at like a hotel versus a motel, and like, yeah, we're talking like if you stayed at like a nice 4 or 5 star hotel, and then it's like, yeah, I mean, this place has got a shower and a bed and like whatever, like it's the difference between that.
Yeah, you're just trying to be realistic. Like, okay, that was a little bit of a coming out of the desert, and let's see what we can do here. But yeah, we maybe need to get a little bit more responsible, kind of a thing. But yeah. He's just keeping a track in his mind, a little bit of a list.
Okay. So how about we advance time a little bit, and we have a little fight?
Do it.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Fight.
So, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go right ahead, please.
No, so before all this is happening, Merrick is going to approach Clara.
Yes.
And say, okay, I... I don't know if you want any, I don't know, enhancements for your fight, but I could make it seem a little bit like you're a little scarier than you might be if you want a little bit of an edge. I'm not trying to cheat or anything. I'm just saying it might, you know, might make you feel a little more confident. I don't know. But I could, like, make you glow and change your eyes and, I don't know. Does that sound fun?
Clara's going to look confused at first, because at first it doesn't really understand what you mean. She's like, what? Are you going to give me drugs?
No.
Merrick, we talked about the drugs. Did you bring the drugs? Like, no.
No, I could, you know, like, I could make it seem like you're glowing red and maybe just have a little bit of a, you know, maybe have a little fear come out of the other person.
Clara's going to kind of look down at her, like, outfit, like, spread her arms. Am I not scary? Is this in front of the rest of the group?
Yeah, it's not like, okay. It's not like a, hey, I got a thing for you. I'm going to sell you a thing. It's, he's not, like, trying to cheat. Right. He's just like, it's more like a fun, like, I don't
exactly.
know, like, you want to do something fun, kind of like, I can make it like you're, when you stomp your feet, that it sounds like a thunder rolling kind of a thing.
Clara will look to the rest of the group and be like, is that cheating, do you think?
Kaluna's kind of squinting and, like, rubbing their chin. Like, not like, oh, that's definitely cheating, but, like, is it cheating?
Well, I'm thinking about the theater. I'm thinking about the theater of this. This is entertainment. So, I don't know. Let's give them a show.
Clara's going to look over to Effany and Avalon, like, Avalon, why do I keep calling you Avalon?
That's fine. That works. I mean, he doesn't care.
Fantasy name.
I think it's because Clara, and then...
Avalon, it's fine. Avalon's gonna, he's gonna look over and he's gonna say,
well, I think the only thing against the rules is killing the person, if I remember correctly, and maybe no weapons. If you just stick by those, I think you'll be fine either way.
Okay. Clara will nod, alright, and then she'll look over to Merrick. Make me scary.
I mean, Merrick's gonna have a, like, he's gonna beam a little bit. He's like, I mean, I think this would be a really cool thing, especially if you want to make a little bit of a splash. But I want you to know, it doesn't help you. If you win, it'll be because you win. If you lose, it'll be because you lose. But I don't know. Seems like it might be fun. I mean, look at this place. And he's gonna just gesture. He's like, look at this crazy ass place. Let's give him something good.
Yeah, it's just showmanship, right? Just giving the people a show.
Exactly.
Yes, let's entertain these people.
Your stare right. is deadpan at you.
Good lord, man.
Wow. It's getting...
Oh, he's still getting... in the spirit.
He's slowly unzipping his shirt, like... Yes.
When Avalon gets
he's
into it...
He's feeling the energy, yeah.
Yeah, when Avalon gets into it, I feel like he's on, like, a similar enough wavelength to Kaluna, because they're both sort of, like, not sure how to act around people. So, like, when Avalon gets really into something, Kaluna's like, that's my cue to be into this. Okay. Because he's a human, and humans clearly know things, and he telegraphs things much better than Merrick does sometimes. He doesn't have the mustache in the way. So Kaluna's like, yeah, a show. And kind of looks around at everyone else like, nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Nailed it.
Oh yeah, Evelyn's just nodding back at you. We're feeding off each other's energy right now.
Someday, okay. This is going to go really poorly.
Probably. There'll be a dragon involved.
Oh no.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to share a little map with you just so that you can see it. It's just for reference. It's not really...
Wait, but what did Merrick do?
Well, the thing is... You're going to need to let – so you said, like, there's like a boxing ring type thing. Mm-hmm. Is there a way for Merrick to be like the – I don't know what you call it.
Cornerman?
Yeah.
I mean –
be my Paul Heyman.
No one's going to get that reference.
Sorry.
But yes. But yes.
Be my pole bearer? Anyone?
Yes. Oh, maybe later.
Hey. Oh my god! Cha-ching! All right.
So yeah, I'd say that there'd be like to have somebody in the corner and stuff like that, because you're technically doing this by rounds, right?
Yeah.
So I picture every 3 rounds of combat, that counts as like a round of the fight, if that makes sense.
Oh, like the ding ding?
Yes.
Okay. So last time I was knocked out in first round.
Well, that's not important. The important thing is this fight. Like, that was old stuff. That you're bringing up old stuff.
Yeah, also, she has an axe, and I take umbrage with that axe.
The token has an axe. Taladi in real life doesn't. It's fine.
Before Clara goes in the ring, could Effany do enhanced ability on her? Would she allow that? Would that, or is that considered cheating?
Well, that is literally a performance enhancer.
But if they don't get caught, Jason, they still get a trophy.
You know what? Do it with a stealth check.
Oh, no.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. I forgot how to cast spells again. It's been so long. Oops. Sorry, you got it twice.
So, last thing before this fight starts, Merrick is putting money down.
I was about to say, is anybody betting?
Oh, yeah. And because of this whole let's make you scary, he's actually going to put money down on Clara. I don't know how much I got here.
I want to put some money on Clara, too.
Ooh, let's write all these down.
Good pressure. That's what I want.
You're like, you're insider trading though, and like, you're like, oh, here's a little bit of boost. Yeah, let me put some money on this.
That's true, actually.
I guess I am too.
That actually puts the whole like, it's not cheating because we say it's not cheating into a new perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the showmanship. How much? What are the rules here? What can we do? Is it increments of anything, or does it matter? Or
just basically, what do you want to bet?
How much do I have? It says I have 93 tokens and 10 tokens. 103 tokens. I'm gonna put 25 to. I don't know.
That's such a weird way to list that.
I don't know why that's there. Maybe.
Well, how much you want to put down?
I want to put 25 down.
Okay.
Is Effany able to put any of those tokens down, or are they all Merrick's now?
Oh, that's a good point.
Can she like flutter her eyelashes at you, like pretty please?
Oh no, they're not mine. I was just holding them for everybody. Like, I don't... Like, Merrick doesn't feel like they're his.
I have 25 tokens, and I don't know where that came from.
That was from winning. You won a bunch last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in fact, what have I got here? I don't know what this 10 tokens thing is. Did I win that?
I don't remember.
I think tokens are the things that we won. We had credits, which are different.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember asking, why don't we just turn in those credits for money? And you got to explain to me that that's not something we're allowed to do.
Yeah, but I know that I didn't use, because I had a ton of credits that just weren't used. Like, they didn't get given to anybody, and I didn't use all of them. So we got 100 gold credit from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at my notes. I have no idea what these notes mean. Oh, wait. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay, so Merrick had 75 gold pieces at the end of giving people stuff out. Basically, what I wrote down in my stupid little notes is I gave everybody 5 gold pieces or 5 credits.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then they went off and did whatever they wanted to do. And that just meant Merrick had 75 credits. But I don't know what the 93 and 10 is. I don't know what that
would
have
been.
You
won some from
the
roulette.
Yeah, but it's just in two weird piles. So, okay. Yeah.
I can just take the 10 away. Just forget it. I don't want to have like more than we deserve.
So, Effany's betting 2, but it's from that pile.
Yes, please.
Yes.
How much?
I'll put 20 down on Clara.
All right. Anyone else? All right. Got that labeled. Got it listed. We're ready to go. So, very, very simple. What we're going to do is a series of strength checks back and forth. And yeah. It's
okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Probably.
Hang on. Just for color. Here's what's going on. Before the first, like, going out into the ring happens, like 18 things. One, you get whenever you stomp your feet or like run up or something like that, it's going to sound like I'm using thaumaturgy, just one of the cantrips. It's just silly. It's just making a noise. Mm-hmm. But I can also at the very same time I can make your eyes change color or do it like you know, like look crazy. And they're going to change to red irises.
Nice. That's going to look really cool because she's still wearing her mask and her cloak and a mouth guard.
Boy, you are really worried about losing teeth.
Look, I watched the fight between Seamus and Cesaro and Seth Rollins and Dean. That guy's teeth went into his own brain. That's fucked up.
Oh, shit. And then I'm also going to cast Light, which normally, if this were done against a creature, they would have to avoid with dexterity checks and everything. But if this is unassumed, really? Go ahead and do this, basically all it does is it means that Clara's cloak, which is what I would touch, would glow like a bright light.
Right. So essentially, Clara has an entrance. Like there's, smoke and light and different.
Yeah. This is the girl on fire stuff.
Kaluna contributes and uses druidcraft to make a wind whip up and make her cloak billow really dramatically.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be really bad when I lose.
Yeah. We're setting you up for a really beautiful failure.
Now, last thing. It's the light thing. With this spell, I can make it, this can last up to an hour as long as I'm dealing with it and not stopping it. And I can make the light change color. So basically, I'm just going to be it's going to be going red, orange, blue, green. It's just going to be a complete spectacle of light. Now, it's not blinding light. It's not going to.
Right. It's just glowing.
Right. It doesn't do anything. It just makes me look awesome.
No, that's it.
So.
All right. I'm done.
So Talati's going to square off with Clara here. And the thing is, she watched some of this magic be applied, specifically the ability-enhancing stuff. Doesn't exactly know that's what's going on, but assumes it's okay. Yeah. And kind of looking around, just really? We're doing this? Okay.
Clara's going to do a little head nod at her and then put out her fist, to tap.
And she'll tap it probably a little harder than she needs to. And then lean in. Yeah.
You think all that's going to help you?
I think Clara's just going to kind of, because she's wearing the mouth guard, so she can't really talk without sounding ridiculous. So she's not going to. She's just going to kind of shrug a little, we'll see.
All right. Talati's going to put up her dukes. Bell's going to ring. Oh, boy.
So bad.
This might go very, very well. We don't know.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Give me a strength check, please.
Okay, the strength check is the one right underneath my strength, not my save, right?
Right.
Okay. So this should roll twice, except for it didn't roll even once. If I just hit strength, will it do it?
That's a crit.
Yes! Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All right, and here's hers. 19. Wow. That means Clara is going to land the first hit.
I love the you think all that's going to help you? Gets a crit with the advantage.
It's fair.
Give me a d4 plus 2.
Bam.
4 damage. All right, give me another strength check.
Okay.
19. Oh, dropped a 2 to take a 19.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How long does that last, by the way? Is that pretty much for the whole fight?
I believe it said an hour.
What's that? So,
the advantage on checks.
Oh, shit.
Undermine, it says 1 hour, so
okay.
There you go.
20. 22. Clara's 21. Give me another d4 with plus 2.
Every time she lands a hit, that light that on her cloak is going to change to bright red.
Three damage.
Three more damage. That's 7 in total. So these first two shots are going to land, and it's just going to be oh, you son of a bitch, that type of thing. And she's going to double down and try and hit you again. Do me a favor. Give me another strength check.
Okay. 17. 23.
Oof.
Man.
So that's the first time. That is the first time she's going to land a hit. 6 damage.
Woof.
So, technically, that is the end of the first round, right? You're just supposed to go 3 rounds. That's all you're supposed to do. So, this is the beginning of the second round. So, I imagine there'd be some okay, here's a drink of water. Here's some, okay, you're doing great. You're doing great. That type of thing. And then, coming right back out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Give me another strength check.
Ooh, dropped a one.
Dropped a one to take an 11. 13. That's a 13. Yep.
Yep.
To her 11.
Yes. Nice.
Give me another d4 with a plus 2. That's four? Another 4 damage. 11 in total to Talati. All right. Give me another strength check.
Okay. Is it? There we go. Another 13.
Another 13.
Oof. I'm getting tired.
Uh-oh. To her 18.
Oof.
That is 8 damage.
Jesus. Ow. Okay.
Whew. That is 14 damage in total.
I am bloodied.
Okay. I'm going to do one of the other thaumaturgy I can do. I can do 3 at a time. I'm going to make around Talati's head just ominous whispers. Like... You're gonna die. Oh my god, you're gonna lose. You're gonna lose. Ah, you're gonna lose.
That feels an awful lot more like cheating than having a pretty this,
oh, that is an awful lot more like cheating.
I this feel was... like if Clara found out about that, she would not be happy.
Okay, this was a reaction to that second hit. And so I apologize.
That's fine. As, I'm just as Jasper, you know.
Merrick had that reaction. Was like, no, bah, and just did that. And like, oh, you're not good enough. Oh my god, no, you're gonna lose.
Do me a favor, and give me another strength check. And she's gonna make one with disadvantage.
Oof. All right, before I got another 11. So before that, can I use precision attack, which is one of my maneuvers?
I with no weapon, I wouldn't say so.
Oh yeah, it does say weapon attack. Just yeah. Kidding.
Oh boy, that's a 7. Ooh. She's gonna drop a 10. Oof. Which, well, yep, that would have beat it, but nope, with disadvantage. Another d4 with a plus 2.
Boop. 5.
16 total damage to Talati.
To the 14 total damage to me.
Yep. One more time, give me a strength check.
Okay. 16. Dropped
it. Yep. Dropped a 2 to take a 14. That's 16. Versus her 12. Do me a favor, another d4 with a plus 2.
3.
Oh. 3 damage.
I'm hitting her a lot, but I'm hitting her, like, lightly.
Yeah, it's you're the quicker fighter. Like, that's the thing, you're getting in there, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
I'm the AJ Styles to her Brock Lesnar. I'm throwing out all the wrestling shit.
I know, no one's gonna
it's
get it.
It's not fair. I'm getting a lot of cred with like 5 listeners, and that's it.
That is the end of round 2. This is the beginning of the last round. All you got to do is stay ahead, and you could win by decision.
Okay.
Give me a strength check.
Dropped a 1.
15 to her 14.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead. D4 plus 2.
Just the listeners at home, that was a 15 versus a 14. Like, that was fucking close as shit.
Max damage 6. Give me a strength check. That's a crit.
What? Nice. Crit. Glow red.
Versus her 11. Give me a d4 plus 2 damage.
3.
Oh my god. She is rocked on her feet. Like, she does not look good. For the final time, do me a favor. Give me a strength check.
Okay.
That is another crit.
Oh, you're kidding me.
What the fuck?
Versus her 21. Go ahead. Roll damage.
4.
4. That is going to knock Talati out.
What?
Right.
I was so sure I was just going to win by, like, outlasting. What? I didn't think that she was going to get knocked out at all.
So the final time, she is going to get hit right in the jaw, and she is going to teeter back and forth and then fall backwards, dead on the back, out like a light, and the crowd's going to lose their damn minds.
Clara's arms are going to go up over her head, and she's going to jump up and down, like, really excited. Like, yeah! Yay! She can't hold it in. Like, she usually tries to be kind of composed, but she's just like, holy shit!
I have a question. Would Kaluna have known that Effany
used the enhance ability spell? I don't know. Like, is that something that they would have picked up on? Oh, like, ooh, magic.
What's your perception?
Hi. Let's see. 15.
I don't even think Clara knew.
I mean, if it's something where everyone was rallying around doing that type of stuff, it'd probably be something you'd pick up.
Yeah, Kaluna is going to, like, do, like, yay, and, like, clap along. But they're going to try and, like, as they're doing that, kind of, like, step back into the ring and maybe go help Talati out. Like, this doesn't feel good.
Guys, I think that's probably a good time for us to stop for the evening.
Yay.
What a really good note to end on.
Undefeated. Okay.
We hope you enjoyed the episode. If you would like to support us here at DNR, please consider pledging to us on Patreon, where you can find a treasure trove of content to get you through until next week's episode. Earlier this month, Jason sat down with Lisa of Group C for a character chat. Here's a clip.
Was there a bit of you that thought about playing something else or doing something else for Arc 2?
Once Elrath got sick, yes, I started thinking about what would happen if she got sick and what kind of new character might I want to play.
Oh, got that.
Yeah, well, because it was looking pretty dire, especially after like the sandstorm. I was like, I don't know if she's going to make it. Okay. You know, I was just kind of preparing myself because that last, before we got to Ona Call, she had some pretty lucky saving throws. That stopped her from getting sicker than she was.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I wasn't thinking, I was like, okay, that's why I wanted her to express her thoughts about, you know, leaving and saying thank you and all that, because that's a time that she doesn't get to be introspective a lot. Mm-mm. And I think having to reserve her energy and just sit there and like contemplate on herself.
To hear more content like that, as well as a behind-the-scenes look at this very episode, go to patreon.com/dandr to help keep us going. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.